I was speaking with a gentleman some time ago who had been involved in the arrival of a high-level dignitary in Toronto. It was quite interesting. He was a driver for a cavalcade for this person. And he was talking about the preparations and the high level of security that they had. So he said that everybody that worked on the street, this cavalcade was going to go down in this Toronto, so you got the big office buildings. He said everyone that worked in those buildings, they came in and investigated all of them. And all of them had to have a pass to go to work on that day. He said every trash can, every plant potter was gone from the street. There was nothing on the street that day that anything could be hidden in. He said the homeless people were still there, but they were all security staff, dressed differently. So the preparations began long ahead of time. A lot of effort went into making sure everything was secure and ready to go. We also think of, oftentimes, or now and again, we have British monarchy come to visit our country, who are technically our monarchy as well. And every time they come, we hear the stories, there's always new stories about how much it cost our country for their visit, how much we had to pay for security, for events. We see all the great preparations that are made to make ready the way for these people, to make straight their paths, as it were, to fill the valleys and level the mountains so that everything goes smoothly for them. And as we approach in this last week of Advent, the Holy Feast of Christmas, we want to look to St. John's advice to us to make smooth the way of the Lord. Our Lord said, "The kingdom of God is within you." And that is the area we have control over. It's our interior, our will, our heart, and our mind. And we should make the way smooth within us for the coming of our Lord. God, on his part, wills that every person should be a saint. God wills that every person should succeed in cooperating with his grace, in avoiding sin, in becoming holy. And it is on our part to cooperate with him and to remove the obstacles that are within our soul, that the obstacles that oppose the working of his grace. God's grace works wonderfully in people. You know, we can, by discussion, by effort, we can achieve a lot of things. But nothing can achieve what God's grace does, because it touches a man interiorly, his heart and his soul. But we have to prepare ourselves for that, and we have to be ready to accept that. We have to get rid of the things that oppose God within us. It may be that we have a mountain of pride standing in the way of God, or that we have a valley of selfishness or self-pity or willful discouragement that opposes the progress of Almighty God. It may be that the way of our heart is crooked with many attachments to the things of this world. That on our road to God, we have to go this way for this pleasure, and we have to go this way for this achievement. We have to go this way to make these people happy, rather than going straight to God. It may be that our soul is a rough ground for the grace of God because we like to do what we want to do and we resist his graces and we resist his inspirations. And all of us, because of our fallen human nature, have this inclination to oppose the will of God, to oppose the grace of God, to not cooperate with him. And it takes work and effort to overcome that. And it takes reflection to ask for the grace to see our faults and to see how to overcome them. To examine our consciences and see what have we done wrong and how can we do it better. And no one's too old or too young for this, to start looking at themselves and see what am I doing wrong and why. Because nobody but yourself makes decisions for you. If you're a child, or a teenager, or young adult, still at home, Your parents make a lot of decisions that affect you, but you're the only one that controls your will. You're the only one that can be holy. Never think that you're too young to be holy or that you don't have to worry about it. Actually, when you're young is the best time to become holy. And all of you, especially young adults, teenagers, you should be thinking about those things. You should be examining your conscience. There's no reason you can't. And when we do something wrong, whether we're young or old, when we commit a sin, we're the only one responsible for that. Nobody makes us commit a sin. People might set a bad example for us. They might do things that aggravate us. But I'm the only person that can commit a sin for myself. No matter what happens, nobody else can do that. That's the same for each one of us. Whether we're a child or an adult or nearing the end of our life, we're the only person that commits a sin. And we're free not to, with the grace of God. So it's important that we examine ourselves, that we make ready the way of the Lord within ourselves. That we remove the obstacles that stand there. If we see something that's wrong, see something that we need to let go of, see something that we need to work on, that we do it. With God's grace, we need His help to do that. You know, yesterday I was at the hospital last night. He's had cancer for quite some time, but this is his final bout with it. And in the critical care unit, as a priest, you get to spend quite a lot more time amongst the dying than most people do, except the doctors and nurses. And it's a very real environment. Whenever I'm with somebody who's dying, at that point, life seems pretty small. All the things that have happened in life, all the things that have gone by, seem pretty small. If we can try to keep some of that perspective for ourselves, it's very, very beneficial. There's few things as beneficial for our souls as to think occasionally about our death. It's a hard thing to imagine, especially when you're young. You don't really think you're ever going to die, or you know you're going to, but it doesn't really mean much. But one day we will. And whether it's cancer or the other things we see people die of, we see them gradually lose all their faculties. Their ability to walk, their ability to speak, their ability to control their hands, to keep their eyes open. And it's a really striking thing that one day we will go through that too. But that's the crowning time of a person's life. That's the deciding time of a person's life, is that time of death. That's when they're going to enter into their reward with Almighty God. And we should try always to keep that in due perspective. That's very healthy and beneficial for the soul. But another thing frequently on my mind recently as I think of these things as well is the gratitude we must have for God. As society moves farther from God, I appreciate more and more what our faith gives us. Appreciate more and more the gift of our Catholic faith. We have so much that so many don't have the privilege of possessing. When times are difficult, we understand it. We understand the reason for it. We understand benefit from it. We should have a great appreciation for what Christ has done for us in coming to earth. He didn't have to come. Christ didn't have to come and save us. He didn't have to open the gates of heaven. He didn't have to die for us. But He did because He desires the salvation of each of us. He desires my salvation. He came. He would have come just for me, just for you. So we should have a great appreciation for that, because He's given us so very much. And oftentimes we don't even see the great gift we have. The gift to have a clear conscience, the gift of the sacraments, of the knowledge the Catholic faith imparts to us. So many things. So let's prepare our hearts and our minds this coming week by avoidance of sin, by sacrifice, especially by the devout reception of the sacraments, of the sacrament of penance, There's no better way to prepare the way of the Lord than the sacrament of penance, confession. And if you have the opportunity to go, I know I can hear them all before Mass. I'm going to try to get back to the confessional as quickly as I can afterwards. But if you have the opportunity to go during the week this week, please do so, because often at Christmas time, like Easter, confessions are very busy. But during this coming week, these few remaining days before Christmas, let us try to look within ourselves and see what we can do to prepare the way of the Lord, to see what mountains have to be leveled, what valleys have to be filled, what crooked ways have to be straightened, and what rough ways have to be made smooth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.